Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is the president of the center, Brad Finstead. Welcome.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Brad, there's something that comes around every summer. A lot of folks in the region get excited about it. Farm Fest. That's out near Redwood Falls, I think, right?
Yeah, the Gilfillan Estates in Redwood Falls. It's a great opportunity, not just for those that are in the ag world, but those that have concerns or cares about rural, you know, rural America, rural Minnesota. It's one of the largest rural gatherings in the upper Midwest. They get over 35,000 people that cross through their gates over the 3 days, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And this year, on Thursday, the August 5th, there will be a forum that the center is proud to be a part of, and the title of that forum is What the Next Governor Needs to Know About Rural Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a panel of some experts from cities to schools to economists, you name it. And we're going to really talk about, you know, what are the things that people in rural Minnesota are talking about and caring about, and hope that that generates some discussion, you know, throughout the campaign and gets those that are running for governor, you know, listening to what we're saying and not telling us what they, you know, think.
Right. Right. It really is an opportunity. I mean, a lot of people who are, and there are a ton of people running for office for the next election. So certainly that's something that, you know, we're all going to know whether we want to know or not. But I think it's always a great opportunity at FarmFest to engage with some of these folks and, you know, let them know what you're thinking.
Yeah, FarmFest is always a great opportunity to really have one-on-one conversations, because one of the neat things about FarmFest, and because of the 35-plus thousand people that it attracts, it also attracts major candidates for statewide office. So.
Indeed.
You'll see them walking by, buying, you know, some cheese curds or whatever, and you can go up and say hi, and it's an opportunity to really, you know, have that one-on-one conversation. There's also going to be a congressional debate and then a discussion about ag marketing and, you know, a lot of neat forums, educational forums in the tent, in the big tent. So I would just, you know, advise people anywhere in this state to come down and make the trip. It'll be worth your time. There's tons to see, a lot of vendors, a lot of companies that deal in rural America, rural Minnesota, that would like to tell you about what they do, and it's a great educational experience.
It's kind of almost a miniature state fair, but it is a focus on the rural part of Minnesota and outstate Minnesota, if you will. And I think that, yeah, you're right. It's a great opportunity to engage with folks who you might not otherwise have the opportunity to have one-on-one conversations with.
Yep, that's right. And it's, you know, it's usually good weather, you know, August, beginning of August. We, you know, no guarantees, but there's usually a one day that it's really hot and then it cools off. You know, there's plenty of tents, plenty of places to get out of the heat or the rain or whatever their weather there might be. But yeah, again, the forum tent is usually the main attraction, at least for people like me and others that are interested in rural policy and, you know, rural positions of different elected officials. So August 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
At the Gilfillan Estate near Redwood Falls.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks, Brad, for dropping by today. And you've been listening to Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.